Welcome to Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. I am your host, MNG. And today I got some special guests with me. I got Jeff over here on the mic. Go ahead, tell the people what's up.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all all right?
And I got Carla over here. We about to have some conversation. Carla, go ahead, tell them what it is.
Hey.
So we about to go ahead and get into it. We got a great topic for y'all today. One of the things that we're going to talk about is fight or flight, when to stay or leave a relationship. Now, I know a lot of people are like, MNG, you probably talking about like fatherly shit and everything like that. And I'm like, you know what? You're absolutely right. But sometimes we have to get into discussions that are more than just about parenting. And we just got to talk about relationships. We like to talk about relationships with our kids. We like to just talk about relationships, period. So I brought these guests on to kind of get into the idea and the aspect of when you should stay and fight for the relationship or when you should just pack your shit and get the fuck out. Now, sometimes it ain't got nothing to do with you get knocked upside your head. Maybe you ain't getting the head right. No, maybe he ain't slinging the dick the way he's supposed to. You just don't know really what's going on. So you just like, you know what? Maybe I need to find some peace within myself, or maybe you just need some growth. That's a possibility too, but we gonna go ahead and get into these questions and see what these people got to say. So my first question to y'all, and Carla, I'm gonna direct this to you, is what would be a good reason to stay in a relationship? Are we talking about the longevity of time? Maybe you see some potential in this type of person? Like, what are we thinking here?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I wouldn't stay with nobody for potential. So that's an absolutely no. I think a good reason to stay with somebody is some money. That's number one.
Okay.
I think a good reason to stay is really the friendship. Like, a lot of times when you're in a relationship with somebody, I think that knowing that that person like has your back and y'all are friends is really the most important thing to me. But I know on a woman's perspective that all my friends' money is always one of the reasons why they stay in relationships. So we've talked about this before, but for me, I just have to have the security of knowing that we have each other's back, because you can always do better with two than one.
So you wouldn't marry the bus driver is what you're telling me? We ain't marrying bus drivers.
I mean, realistically.
Realistically.
I'm not trying to.
She said, fuck the bus driver. I don't care about your dreams. I ain't trying to support you. I ain't even trying to have your back. Oh my God. Jeff, what is a good reason to stay? I know you get like some feedback. I know he looking over. The look on his face like, oh, you gonna stay for the money? Oh, she ain't looking for that $30,000 dream, man. She looking for that. I need you come prepared with that. That whoop whoop. That's what I need.
She want the table, the house, and the windows.
Ooh. Tell me what you're thinking. What's a good reason to stay?
No good reason to stay, bro. There's no good reason.
Even if she riding it like a rocket.
I don't care, bro. If y'all not mentally, or if y'all not connecting, there's no reason for me to stay. I wouldn't care if she was making $700,000 paying all the bills. I'm not staying. Because if we not connecting, there's no reason for me to even be in the same house. No reason. Because my love language is touch. I like to be touched. We could be sitting there. You could reach over, grab my hand, touch my arm, touch my shoulder. I like that. But if she making the money like that, she not willing to touch you, bro. She'll go buy you something and say, get out my face. I'm not.
Hold on, Carla got something to say.
Yeah, I see.
Come on, Carla, bring it. This is what we're here for.
Let me say this. So I have a lot of six-figure friends. Right?
Okay.
And they are very, very much so touchy, ready to have a man. I think it's just, all of them ain't like that. They really are not. And maybe it's just the person. You have to find the right person, but they're all not like that, because I know they're very physical touch. Because that's not my love language. I'm an act of service. Quality time.
Okay.
And then like 80%. And then like my act of service, because I have to see what you're saying, like the action behind you. Mm-hmm. But the time you make for me is my number one love language. So that means everything to me. So like, and I'll just use this as an example. I dated a dude in the past who was my boyfriend, like, in real life. Okay, so you know, some people have situations. I had a real life boyfriend, and my tire was flat. So the dude lived 15 minutes from me, though. So I called my boo, like, hey, babe, okay, so my tire's flat. I mean, I just need you to come and change the tire. He was like, I'm gonna be late for work. The fuck you mean? So I mean, I was thinking about it, because my thing is like, you over here getting all the free goods, because you know I ain't sorry. I'm not even out here selling. It's a lot of stuff going on, okay? But mm-hmm. I'm not even out here like that. So the fact that you couldn't even change my tire, you know, I had to look at him real sideways because he's thinking like, I don't want to be late. But he picks and chooses what he wants to be late for, because I heard you be late for dumb shit. But okay, needless to say, that shit didn't last long at all. But just know, quality time is important, and I think people should always pay attention to that kind of stuff, because that is just like, okay. And I'm not a physical, I mean, here's the thing. If I know your love language, like the dude I dated, I knew his love language was physical touch. So I was a physical touch person with him, and I enjoyed it as well, even though that's not my love language. But people have to learn to speak to that language that they're mm-hmm. person. So I always give a quiz in the beginning when I start just dating you, so then I know like where you are in your head.
Hold on, wait. Hold on, wait. We not gonna just walk past that like you didn't say it.
Yeah, rewind that.
You said quiz. Now I'm all for 20 questions, you know, but I ain't with the A, B, C, and D. what if situation?
So it's important for me to understand the love language. I mean, I'm 40, so I mean, oh, I'm not 40. I'm 41. My opinion. I feel like I've been doing this for at least 10 years at this point.
Okay.
But I feel like I need to understand. So I go online and I just Google like 5 love languages, and then I will take their online quiz and I will just text messages to him and be like, hey, you know, could you take this quiz? You know, I'm just trying to figure out like what your love language is, because you know, I just want to be able to speak to you. So I've never had anybody say, oh no, I ain't gonna do it. I've never had a man tell me no. They like, oh shit, okay, you trying to figure me out. Yeah. So I mean, because you do need to know how to speak to somebody's love language. It's important.
You know, Carla, you're a little different, and I like that. You know, you could send me a love language. Matter of fact, I into 2 love languages, to be quite frank with you. Matter of fact, I take the 16 personality test every 10 years. I tell you that right now. Matter of fact, the other good thing about that is you're getting an idea of how to love the other person. And I think that's the very unique part about it, because a lot of people will try to guess how to love you and try to love you the way that they think you should be loved, not actually knowing your love language. You know, I was with a group of people, and we were having a conversation, and I said, hey, do y'all know what the 5 love languages are? And they were like, what, is that something that just got made up? Mm-hmm. I was talking to 5 people, and none of them knew what love language was. And the interesting part about that is that, you know, we go through life, and we go through these relationships, and we want to figure people out, and you know, we want to put all the guesswork into it. But let's take some of the guesswork out. Hey, go ahead and take the 16 personality test. Let me study you a little. Don't tell me your zodiac. Your zodiac ain't gonna tell me shit. Take this goddamn quiz. Do the A, B, and C shit. Tell me something.
But
it be kind of accurate sometimes. I'm gonna
lie. Hold on, but I understand what y'all are saying. I totally do. But everybody's not into the love languages. Everybody's into, well, we both sit at the table. What you bringing to the table? They not trying to find out, your love language. They trying to find out that, what's that first bank account number? Oh, okay. You got, what kind of credit card you got? Oh, okay. And oh, he got a Benz outside. I wonder, is it the X7? You know what I'm saying? So they not trying to find out the love languages just yet. They trying to make sure that he's up to their par before they say, okay, well, you know what? What's your love language now?
Okay. Look, I got another one for y'all. Don't excuse my stuttering. I got another one for y'all. Okay. Now, when we're talking about leaving or staying in a relationship, we know that some of the things that or that's been happening lately is abuse. We know that abuse has become more deadly now in relationships, especially when you have mothers lying to fathers or men, saying that that's not your child, because the man want to get a DNA test because DNA test is more accessible. You have women divorcing men and men going out and kill the woman because they rather go ahead and lose their livelihood than to sit there and lose half of their bank account or lose the house and have to start all over. So when we look at the different levels of abuse that we have out there, which one would you say is the most detrimental for you to leave? And that probably would be like the physical, but everybody is different. And which one would be the least detrimental where you could be like, you know what? I'll stay because I don't think it's that bad. Maybe we can work on that. Maybe we can grow out of that.
Ooh, ladies first. Ladies first.
He was like, hold on, wait a minute. I ain't trying to go that route, right? Nah. I gotta think for a minute.
He can look past that because of everything, all the other good she has. She just has that one thing she won't do sexually, and he's okay with that. You get what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you right now, he lying, Carla. He lying. He getting it from somebody else. I'm telling you right now.
You know, I'm gonna stop this one right here. We about to move to the next question.
Please do before I get in trouble.
Okay.
I'm not apologizing for this man's behavior, but Carla, I know you just getting to know us, darling.
Please forgive us.
That's okay. I'll forgive y'all.
Even if the Lord don't. All right. So, you know, just thinking about some of the issues that we had talked about, some things that we had got to get past. How would you resolve common issues and heart issues, from common issues to heart issues? So if we think about heart issues, you know, as a woman, how would you accept a man that went out, cheated, may not have had a baby or brought back a disease? You know, those type of extreme issues to very common issues. If we talking about in a man case, you know, she constantly on your head about why you at work so late, you know, just constantly verbal nagging or attacks, you know, about the certain mannerisms or the things that you do that maybe she does approve of or she does not approve of, maybe protecting her honor, you know, maybe somebody looked at her wrong out when y'all out, and, you know, it's like, oh, well, he's sexually objectifying me by looking at me the way that he's doing. And you're just like, well, he's just looking at you. Ain't like he came and talked to you. Ain't like he did none of that shit. But she's enraged. Like, hey, well, you need to protect me. So, Jeff, I'm going to let you run with this one first.
I'm going to tell her, let's go get in the car. Let's go. Because I'm being, bro, you laugh. I'm being 100, okay. Bro. Look, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay. I'm listening.
If we somewhere and my wife feels like somebody just all in her grill or looking at her, all right, babe, let's leave the situation to get you calmed down so you can feel better. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because once he says something to you, then I'm going to have to say something. And then who's going to back down? I'm not going to back down because now my wife, you got my wife standing here and then you got my pride on the line. He's not going to back down because maybe he got his boys there. Maybe he got his girl there. So he's not going to back down. So they don't fight no more. So what you think gonna happen now?
Exactly. You're right.
Exactly. So my thing is, I will have to pull her away from the situation to calm her down, because if I don't, somebody's gonna get hurt badly.
Okay. So Jeff, still sticking on you. Carla, I'm gonna get to you in a second. But Jeff, still sticking to you. If we look at her heart issues, say she goes out and, you know, she got her CPL, okay? Mm-hmm. She goes out and she murders somebody. Mm-hmm. She got a face trial, okay? Mm-hmm. From this trial, she instead of fighting the trial because she feel like she's not going to win and going against the advice that you provided, she takes the plea, catch the felony case, but gets probation for 2 years. But in essence, she loses her job in the same sense. what do you do?
It ain't gonna get that far. I'm gonna lie to you, because I told my wife, I say, if you shoot anybody, the first person you call me so I can make sure it's legit. If it's legit, baby, you going home to take care of the kids, I'll take this fall. That's 100%, because ain't nobody gonna take care of our kids like my wife. That's being 100.
God damn.
So if it's not gonna get that far, but let's say if it get that far, I'm gonna have her back 100%. No doubt about it. When she get on probation and she ain't working, guess who gonna be there doing more work? Me. I'm overtime. Let's go. I'm gonna be an overtime hoe.
Okay. Infidelity.
That's gonna be a hard one, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you.
We're talking about hard issues,
right? Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that because I am a thinker. That's my problem. I be in my mind a lot.
Okay.
So my thing is, okay, she cheats on me. Boom. Let's say a month go by, we decide to have sex. As far as intercourse, I can do it. But as far as kissing her body, licking her pussy, and shit like that, I'm gonna have 5-6 different thoughts, because I'm like, man, if I go down there and lick her clitoris, my man gonna hunger be like, whoa, what was that? You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I didn't lick the tip of his dick, you know what I'm saying, man? That's like I said, I be in my own mind though.
So, I get that.
So I think that would be so hard for me to get over.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm gonna be honest with you. You know what I thought would be going through my head?
What?
Was she creaming like that when he was hitting me?
Man, what? Bro, or you getting in good and she, I wanted that motherfucker hear that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I wonder what she think about. Is she think about how he was hitting it when I was hitting?
See, so I don't think.
Is that the kind of stuff y'all think about then?
Yes.
Okay, Carla.
It's on Carla, go ahead.
I'm about to switch it over to you. So we looking at just the common issue. We gonna get to the hard issues soon, but we just looking at just the common issues. Hey, how you looking at working that out?
Okay, so you touched upon cheat.
So okay. Carla said, I want to go straight to the gusto.
So I've been, you said when?
I said, Carla want to go straight for the gusto. She like, let's stick on the cheat part.
Because let me say, I ain't going to lie to you. So I think where you at in your life. So like my example for me, when I found out my ex had cheated on me, I was devastated. Let me tell you how this, like, I was so devastated. I waited 2 days and then I just broke up with that. Like, I just cleaned, cut his ass off, and that was the end of that. I didn't even think twice about it. I love this man to death. But here's the reason why he got cut off. See, the thing is, when you get caught, like, it's just flat the fuck out. I got everything I need. So I was trying to be mature because I feel like, oh my God, I got cheated on for the first time. I was 30. Okay, so I was devastated. I had never been cheated on in my life. You know what I'm saying? Because this man had to do that to me. But he's like, so he cheated. And so I went to him about it and he was just silent. Like, he didn't say nothing. He was like, let's go. Because we were out. He kept bothering me saying, well, what's wrong, babe? What's wrong? You know, you're not drinking. Because, you know, I get sold off if I get to drinking and I'm mad. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Blackout and everything. So I didn't choose to drink when we went out. So he knew something was wrong. And I kept saying, nah, you know, I think I want to talk about it. Because I wanted to give him an opportunity to explain himself. Because I was so... I had been doing check-ins too. Like, I was like, are we good? You know, like, is everything, oh, everything's good, da, da, da. You know, I always like to do that because I never wanted to be cheated on. That was like one of my big things. And so when I confronted him, he never explained himself or why he did it. Really, I didn't find out a bullshit explanation until like 5 years later. But the thing was, I cut him only because he did not give me the explanation for why. Like, you have to have a reason for why, because there's so many things going through my head at the time. Number one, you asked to be in this relationship. This is within, you know, 6 months. If you didn't want to date me and be exclusive with me, you didn't have to.
Right.
But the fact that you had a whole nother bitch, you got a whole nother bitch. So, like, and then later on, I found out I'm the other bitch. I don't know how that happened, because he was over my house 3 times a week. We going out. It was just... Anyway, but
he was at meetings.
My whole problem was I would have stayed with him.
Oh, bitch, you got until we get home to explain yourself.
Mm-mm.
Because for one, I'm not about to go over there. Because if I go over there,
see.
I already know what's about to happen. Okay. I already know what I'm about to do. I already know what I'm about
to do. Gunplay.
It's like, and as soon as she got home, she started on that caution. I said, you got an answer for me? Get the fuck out. Pack it. Yeah. At the end of it, we done. So she was like, boy, well, what am I supposed to do, bitch? I don't give a fuck what you're supposed to do. You gotta go. Mm-hmm. You gotta get ghost. Like, we not about to play those Mickey Mouse games, bro. Like, we just not. There's no way in the world you let another motherfucker get your phone to the point where they calling and texting the other motherfucker that you supposed to be with, and then you can't even respond or answer the question. The only thing you can say is, well, I was over there and I was just, you know, braiding his head to get money. What the fuck you mean get money? Bitch, I'm already getting money.
Mm-hmm. You know what that's called?
I'm already getting money, so what other money do you need to get?
You know what that's called? Disrespect. I couldn't take it. Nope.
Okay, so let's change gears. So we talked about staying and, you know, what it takes to stay in a relationship, you know, going through the heart issues, and, you know, Curly didn't really give us the common issue. She was just like, we about to jump straight to the deep end of the pool. That's where the fuck we going, the deep end. So we're going to talk about that. But we're going to change gears. And, you know, when is it best to leave? You know, when do you just say, fuck it. I know we said physical abuse is one, but we just set the abuse aside. Mm-hmm. And we set infidelity aside. You know, when is a good time to just leave? Just be like, and how do you leave? Do you do it by email, text, pack your shit up, leave? Do you do a Dear John letter? I know y'all remember Dear John because that was a good ass show. I used to watch that shit.
I used to love that show.
Kind of like, I know what that is, nigga.
All right.
Dating yourself. Mm. But when we talk about leaving, and you have so many different ways, you can leave over social media. You know, they got prime posals, they may have a leave posal. Like, bitch, I'm leaving over Instagram.
For real.
So, Carla, I'm gonna send this your way. You can tell me, matter of fact, I got the best question. This is the best question I pose to both of y'all. What is the worst way that you have left a relationship? Mm. Have you left by text? Have you left by email? Did you send him an Instagram post saying, bitch, bye? Did you send him a letter in the mail and just didn't contact him no more? You know, we some old folks around here, so, you know, social media ain't been around that long.
Hell no.
Smartphones ain't been around that long. I remember writing letters in high school. Like, bitch, take the letter.
Worst. I could probably say I moved out. I had told him I was moved out, so it wasn't like, no, I was like, I can't do this no more, and I just literally moved out. But I don't really think that was really a bad thing. I've never had like a bad, I'm very direct, so I'm just gonna say I'm done with this, because see, I'm not gonna keep turning my wheels on the same shit, and so I've always been like, well, fuck it, I'm done. Like, so that's literally what I did. I was like, okay, I'm done, moved out, and that was the end of that. So, like, bye. I mean, that's the worst
of
it.
Okay.
Well, I ain't never been in a relationship for real, bro. All my partners
was hit and quit it.
Yeah, for real. I'm not gonna lie. Before my wife,
really?
Yeah. Before my wife, I was a hoe. I'm not even gonna lie to nobody.
Ho!
I was a big hoe. I'm not even gonna lie. But to cut a female off, I went over her house. We fucked. And she was like, can you go get me something to eat? I'm like, yeah, for sure, I got you. She was like, for real? You don't never spend money on me? I'm like, I got you. Got in my car, pulled off, deleted her number, and then went and switched numbers.
I'll tell y'all the worst one that I had. I was about fed up with this girl. Okay. I went, now, I'm gonna be honest. I do kind of regret it though.
And no, you don't. Don't say you regret it. No,
okay.
You don't.
Well, I don't regret it. I was trying to be nice. Fuck being nice. This is fair with Mr. Nice Guy.
You feel me?
So, this is what happened. So, I walked. I went over to her. I went to her house. Knocked on the door. Now, she supposedly prepared this whole birthday surprise for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Went to the door. Okay. Opened the door. Man, she had the lingerie on and everything. Candles in the background, the whole nine. She like, you coming in? I said, nah, I just don't want to be with you no more. And then I walked off.
Good for you, my guy. I think I got it hit first, but.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Say that again.
She was, I'm upset. Like, she came to the door, lingerie on, candles in the background. She's like, you coming in? I was like, nah, we got to talk. She's like, what? I don't want to be with you no more. And she just looked at me and was like, oh, okay. It was like, deuces.
And walked off.
And walked off.
I mean, but what was your reason? I mean, did you knew this when you was driving to her house with the lot? Like, I done got out. I done hit you in your whole face. Like, how you know what I mean? Like, that's the fuck that shit. Like, I mean, when he done drove off and left her ass, I'm thinking I got fooled. I done pulled up on his ass. I'm still trying to figure out. I'm over here sexy. Like, I'm playing this whole sexy thing. You just gone. Y'all.
I'm fair with Mr. Nice Guy. I don't give a fuck. This is MG talking, like, I don't give a fuck. So, but that's my stuff. Like, I mean, I'll be honest, man. I ain't broke with girls over text message. I ain't broke with girls over email. Man, I, over the phone.
How old were you then in this time?
So man, I can make shit, 20 minutes ago. But you know what?
But it all depends on the situation, though.
I was just about to say.
It all depends on the situation. I mean, majority of that immature ass shit was in my 20s and everything. But
I mean, but how was it immature? How was it really immature?
Okay, well, it was. Well, you know what? It was. Okay, I'll say this. I was able to do it once I just was just emotionally detached.
There you go, right so, there. So it wasn't immature. It was just you were completely done. That's all that means.
It's the way you do that, though. Just like, I'm over my job. I'm ready to fucking quit.
Oh, that's but something different. That's money, though.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. But, I mean, with anything, I always think about if it were me on the other end. Regardless of how I feel, I try to move and put out what I want to get back. So, like, I don't ever do people like that because I feel like there's always karma with that. So, but I can't. Like,
well, Carla, that's why they got charities.
But you know what, Carla? I understand what you're saying. It's karma out here. But at the same time, if that person was doing right, you wouldn't have to do it that way.
Facts.
So evidently, they don't believe in karma, so you had to do it your way to show them, hey.
But wait, the key is, he said, he feel bad about it though.
But I had to make sure he was in his sane mind when he said that. He wasn't in his sane mind. At the time, he was feeling bad because he was a little delusional because it's kind of hot outside. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this. If the person is in a relationship and y'all doing good, everything is going fine, and then they go out and cheat, or let's say they go out and kiss another person, whatever.
Whoa.
That mean they wanted to do that from day one.
For the streets.
You see what I'm saying? So my thing is.
I don't know. Because I'm going to tell you, like, my ex is exactly what he said. And I believe him, though, in real life.
Okay.
So he said, so when he was dating me, so you know how y'all be in between. So you know how, like, you start dating somebody, right? But you don't really cut the team off fully. Right now, you done told me you cut the team off, but I'm saying you don't cut the team off. So you have two people you working at the same time. So you basically trying to figure out who you want to be with, right? Then I was the chosen one, right? So by the time I found out that he cheated, he had been stopped cheating. So the cheating had been like two or three months before, after I had found out, but he was 100 on with me at the time. You know what I'm saying? So he
wasn't cheating then. So he was still debating on who to be with.
Well, he was cheating, because if this motherfucker said, let me say, if me and you was having unprotected sex, and I done told you, is you in a relationship, is you with a bitch who thinks she with you, do a bitch think, I run all that stuff down when I'm dating you, so your ass know that you was fucking somebody else, so your ass was fully cheating, because you told me I was your girlfriend, you told me you wasn't fucking nobody else, and you also told me you were cheating on me, you lying ass bitch.
Carla got, she feeling the animosity again.
For real.
So, you know what, and you're absolutely right. And here's my thoughts on that is when you for me, and I'll speak for me. If I'm in those situations, if I'm dating two people at the time, I'm gonna let them know, like, hey, I'm dating two people, you know, and it's gonna both have to know what the deal is going forward. And in the event one has to be cut off because I want to get serious with the other person, that person has to get cut off. But I believe that thought process should be made within the first 30 days, because sex is not a justifier of whom to select. Once you get into that aspect of having sex, emotions get involved. It clouds right. the judgment. So in that first 30 days, if you dating two people within that first 30 days, there should be no type of sex or sexual anything going on, because it clouds it. Jeff, don't look at me like that. It clouds the judgment.
I think he crazy as hell. Because I'm not waiting 30 days to get no pussy. That's just me, though. I'm just being me. What?
That's another podcast. Let's not even. I ain't even going to.
30 days.
Yes. I don't be smashing in 30 days.
Oh. Wait. Are you Steve Harvey like 90 days?
No, not no 90 days, but definitely not no 30. Let me tell you, really, one of the things is the men that I have dated have been consistently inconsistent, right? So in the beginning, you all about the chase, so you be in it, right?
Okay.
And the next thing you know, you busy, you falling off. So, hey, bitch, you play these games. Like, oh, okay, so I'm giving you that same energy you give me. Let me fall off and make myself. You ain't going to fall nowhere. So now you got to earn me. I don't even like your ass enough to sleep with you, because you two here and there, but you all over the place, but you dating other hoes. So really, I ain't there. So nobody really gets that under 30 days. No. No. I don't.
Okay, so I got a question. Okay, you say you know you're the 30 day. Okay, so you're dating two people, right? So that means the first guy you've been dating him longer, because I know you're not just going without dick, period. So how in the world do you get to know either one of them if you're really not spending too much time with them? Because you could spend time with both of them. But after the third, fourth date, they're gonna be looking at for some ass somewhere, somehow, right or wrong.
No, you know what? Maybe because my audience is old, so the grown older men don't be pressed for no pussy, so they ain't really.
Yeah,
I feel like we just chilling.
You know, Carla, I think you're right, because you know they need Blue Chew, they need Viagra.
Oh, well.
No, they don't. I'm saying you know. I never been disappointed by no 50 nothing, baby. I'm telling you, I'm telling you right now.
Look, I'm 43. I'm not waiting 20 days. I'm sorry. You know what? I probably will wait 20 days. I'm not gonna say I'm not.
Less than 30 days.
It gotta be less than 30 days, especially if I'm gonna say this. Let me rephrase that. If our first two outs, I'm not even gonna call them dates. If our first two outs are good, great, I'm not expecting a fourth one without ass. You see what I'm saying? Because if we already linking, if we already connecting on that second date or a second outing, that third outing is just gonna be even better. So I'm pretty sure you feeling me, I'm feeling you, we grown, we gonna do this. Now, all the hours that we've been on, the two been trash, I'm not gonna call you again. So no, I'm not gonna expect no ass. But if I'm calling you for a third date and it's the first two been great, then yeah, I'm expecting ass. Like, yeah, I am.
I'm gonna be honest.
I could never date you in real life.
Carla, I'm gonna be honest with you. Okay. Now I'm gonna come in here because I'm like the youngest on the team. Okay, I come in at 38. All right.
Okay. Now,
Carla, let me tell you something. Okay. and I want you to listen really clear.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put this very white voice on for you.
Okay.
And I'm gonna let you know that.
Okay.
If you were to date a man like me, you know, I'm going to whine you, I'm going to die you, I'm going to be so consistent. You're going to think that there is no other man in the world like me. And you're going to say, you know, M&G, no other man has treated me the way you treated me. Nobody has ever talked to me the way that you talked to me. Nobody has ever touched me the way that you touched me. You are so sensual, calm. You actually listen to what I say. You cater to me unlike any other man caters to me. And not just physically, not just emotionally, but intellectually as well. And by the time all that is done,
okay,
I'm gonna drop your ass like a bad habit and move on to the next year. I'm like, what's that?
Drop it. It's like, it don't matter how fine you are.
This motherfucker.
I'm telling you, you just can't get me like that. That shit don't work. Like, I am 1 year on celibacy stroll.
No, we're not talking about just you. We're just talking about females in general.
Well, yeah. And maybe they can't. It's just for me, I'm 41, but I've been in the same mindset through my 30s, and it's just like, I have to like you. Another thing is, people don't recognize the STDs.
Yeah, they are.
So let me explain that. That shit's stupid here. Like, everybody just throwing shit around everywhere.
Yes.
And all that. Like, I'm not trying to catch nothing.
I mean, hey, Carla, you right, because Sexy Red has about to create a whole new dynamic of generational every goddamn thing happening.
She about to have a STD out called Sexy Red.
But I kind of want to get down and narrow it down. So I want to get y'all final opinion. You know, just if y'all look at everything as a whole, you know, the whole conversation, staying, leaving, abuse, deal breakers. So let's talk about deal breakers. Let me just get your final opinion on, you know, what is your approach so far as, you know, staying, leaving, ultimatums, deal breakers, and then we're going to go ahead and close it out. I'm gonna start with Jeff. No, I hit Jeff last time. Carla, I'm gonna start with you.
Yeah, go ahead, hit Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff.
She said I'm about to ping pong it back. Right. Cole, let's start with Jeff.
let's see. Deal breakers to me, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be 100 with y'all. I'm married, been married for 13 years, going on 14. To me, in a marriage, it should be no boundaries as far as in the bedroom. No boundaries, no no's, no whatever. Deal breakers for me is 100% disrespect. I hate disrespect. So once you disrespect me, it's gonna be kind of hard to bring me back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
As far as the abuse, I would never abuse my wife. I couldn't, because I was raised way better than that. So I'm not about to put my hands on her no type of way. I'm not going to verbally or none of that. I'm not going to do none of that, period.
Okay.
So only thing I would be able to go with is when the time to leave, no one knows until it's that time.
Okay. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I can't say, oh, I'll leave Thursday night at 12:30. You know, fuck that shit. I got to go. I got to really, my wife really has to hurt me to leave. For me to go ahead and just bust up, because I love her that much.
Okay.
That's just me though.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Carla, go ahead, run me through it.
So you said the first one was, what would be the final, the boundary?
Nope. What are your final thoughts, you know, about the abuse, about staying, leaving, ultimatums, deal breakers?
Okay. So really, I think some abuse can be worked through.
Okay. She like that toxic girl.
Certain sexual abuses can be worked through, because that's not really like a thing. I think that as far as like boundaries, I think that everybody up front needs to be clear with what it is they want and expect out of a relationship. I feel like people, when they date, they don't ask the right questions. I actually do. That's why after the first dates of going out, I never have to see them again, because they already know the energy. They don't even call me, because you already know what we're going with this. So, because I done asked all the right questions. So it's right. No, I'm not wasting your time, you're wasting mine.
Right.
As far as staying, I think for me, as long as I got somebody that is going to be upfront and honest, regardless of, you know, because sometimes you don't want to tell the person you're with how you really feel because you think it may hurt their feelings or they may be bothered. Mm-hmm. But I think it's always important to just be straightforward with what your expectations are in a relationship and things that you need. So I think the honesty is what's going to play through to help you decide what you can and can't take from the different levels of abuse and, you know, setting a tone for boundaries.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to get my take on it. And I like to go last because sometimes I get a little bit excited. Mm-hmm. And first thing I would like to say is I would like to show appreciation to Jeff and Carla for coming on to the show and voicing your opinions. You know, I think this has been a dynamic show, episode so far. Like, I really appreciate y'all. So I definitely want to give thank you to you two for joining me tonight on the show.
For sure.
I love you.
Don't make my heart melt.
I know. So
when it comes to, and I'll start with abuse because I've seen people get abused from an early age, and I was part of an abusive situation myself. Being in that dynamic and seeing what it does to relationships, seeing what it does to people, breaks people down. It destroys their spirit. It destroys their ambition. It destroys a part of them that they can't readily get back. So for anybody that is in an abusive situation, I know how hard it may be to leave. And it, even inside their head, it may be some level of acceptance of, you know, this person loves me because he abused me, because that is the classification that has been that has been settled inside of their head, whether it's from childhood trauma or it's just some situation that had got into it and they just feel like they can't leave. There's always an exit. And I think that is grounds to exit. Can everything else be worked through and adjusted? It's a possibility, but it depends on the situation. It depends on the person. It depends on, can it be worked on? Can it be worked on through therapy? Can it be worked on through spiritual means? If you feel like that, you know, church is one of those things that can help you get through that and make that a better person. But we also got to remember and realize that when it comes to somebody trying to be a better person, it's not an overnight change. It is work. It takes time. You got to build on that. When it comes to ultimatums, I don't believe in giving ultimatums. You can hit the fucking door. There's no ultimatum. I'm not about to ask you to choose between me and somebody else because mm-hmm. top tier, I know my worth. Mm-hmm. I don't need to give you an ultimatum. I don't need to tell you what I'm worth because you feel like somebody you worth is amounted to a dollar in the Benz that they're driving down the street and all I got is a motherfucking Nissan. That ain't about to get you to stay here with me. If you can't see me through the struggle, then you ain't gonna see me in the shine.
For real.
That's not what we're gonna do. So when we talking about ultimatums, I'm not giving you no motherfucking ultimatum. You know what the ultimatum is? The goddamn door shut right behind you when you walk out that motherfucker with the tight skirt on. You can take mm-hmm. all your goddamn clothes. Bitch, you can take the food that you left in the refrigerator and take it goddamn with you. Matter of fact, you can take all the goddamn gifts too, but you can send back the gift card because I'm taking that bitch to the motherfucking restaurant. When we talk about deal breakers, yeah, I got my goddamn deal breakers, okay? I got every goddamn list deal breaker. I got 100 goddamn deal breakers. You ain't gonna talk to me any kind of way. You ain't gonna talk to my son any kind of way. You're not gonna use him to accept me. You're not gonna do any of that shit. You're not about to be friends with him, buy him gifts, and then turn around and be like, yeah, look what I did for your son. Are we good now, bitch? No, they go to dough.
Mm-hmm.
There is levels to this. And at the age that we are at and where we're going, there is standards that have to be set. The standards I had in my 20s is not the same standards that I had in my early 30s. It's not the same standards that I had in my late 20s. I have seen this shit. I didn't have my ex-fiance walk out on me and my son because she got tired of what was happening in the situation. She couldn't handle the situation, so she walked, okay? I don't handle mistrust. I don't handle the lies. I don't handle what you do behind closed doors you don't do in the front. You want to tell me something when the door is closed, but then turn around and tell your friend something different right there in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not for the bullshit. Plain and simple. So when it comes to deal breakers, ultimatums, when to stay and leave, I'd rather choose to leave when I know that I'm not feeling right about the situation than to stay and try to figure it out.
Facts.
I'm not going to figure it out when my emotions are in disarray. That's what I'm not going to do. I've been in disarray situations with my emotion, and from emotional intelligence, I already know from that sensitivity that I need to leave. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to hear how I feel, and when I'm trying to address to you how I feel, I need to leave, because that means you don't, one, don't respect me as a man, you don't respect me as a person, you don't respect that I'm coming to you, telling you how I feel emotionally, when it's already difficult for a man to already talk about his emotions, especially a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's my final thought. I know I get a little excited sometimes.
Preach, sir.
I get a little excited sometimes. Get a little excited sometimes. This is Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. I am your host, M&G. I got Carla. I got Jeff on the mic with me, special guest. Appreciation goes out to them. If y'all want to hit us up, go ahead, send me an email. You want to talk about how we did on the show. You want to talk about some topic that I need to talk about. Go ahead and send that to me at Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. @gmail.com. You're going to go ahead and send us a voice link. You can send a voice link on Spotify. Go ahead, subscribe. We got more great shows coming down the pipeline. Hey, we'll see you on the next recording. Peace.
Thanks for joining us on this unfiltered journey with Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. We hope today's conversation brought you fresh insights and a renewed embrace of authenticity. To keep the canon vibes flowing, hit the subscribe button for more thought-provoking episodes and share the podcast with your friends. As we wrap up, keep embracing your true self, navigating life's twists, and making connections truly count. Until next time, remember that your journey to authenticity and growth is one to cherish.